Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to CUNY Mutual Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. So don't forget to register today. Now, on to the interview. On the show today, we have Ocean Financial Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, Joe Tedesco, talking about how his credit union has used a tool called Credit Sense to help members stay on top of their credit score without negatively impacting it. Really good stuff here from Joe, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Joe Tedesco, the President and CEO of Ocean Financial Federal Credit Union. Joe, how are you today?
I am doing very well. You're on the West Coast, I think. We're having a heat wave here on the East Coast.
So I heard.
It is crazy hot right now.
I think the whole planet is just hot right now from what I hear on the news. It's like you can't get away from it.
Over here in the Northeast, we're happy when it's hot, and I don't love the cold so much, so I'll stay hot.
You guys have long winters, so you deserve the warmth. So take it while you can get it, for sure. But hey, fall is right around the corner, though. So fall is like my favorite time of the year in the Northeast. So it's beautiful there.
It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful, especially in this part of the world, especially in Long Island and upstate New York. It's beautiful.
You got it good there, for sure. So hey, let's talk about how your credit union has really kind of benefited from, well, you guys have used a company called Credit Sense to help a member stay on top of their credit without negatively impacting it. So I saw this and went, oh my gosh, I got to have Joe on the show to talk about this stuff. So let's start out like, hey, what was going on at Ocean Financial that kind of prompted you guys to look in the direction of a company like Credit Sense to help your members out?
Sure. Well, so one of the things that we started to focus on, well, they were focusing on it before I got here about 3 years ago.
Okay. But
when I got here, we started to have some conversations around how are we impacting our members and how are we helping our members, and talking about how are we helping them from a financial well-being standpoint, right? Financial well-being is like physical well-being. And so we start talking about ways to impact that. And when you start to make a list of what impacts a member's financial well-being and their path to reaching those goals, the credit score and credit quality is, you know, at the top of that list.
Yeah.
And so we started to look for a partner that we could partner with that not only allowed them to monitor their score, right? We can all monitor your score and look at the scores, but more than that, how do we educate members on how to positively impact those scores? And it often goes well beyond just making your payments on time. So we were looking for a platform that did education that actually allowed members to put their hands on the tool and actually click and educate themselves and actually come up with things that they could do to help improve the credit score and maybe avoid some of the pitfalls or correct some of the things they were doing wrong.
Yeah.
And so Credit Sense was the option we went with. It sits right on our online and mobile platform, which means it's single sign-on, it's easy to use, and if you're going to ask a member to use a tool, it better be easy to use.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
We love Credit Sense.
Yeah, and no doubt, and how credit union of you to do something like this, because you really took it to another level. Because this score means a lot in our financial lives, to so many of us, it's a mystery, you know, of how it works and how you can improve it, and the things that will take it to a nosedive, all that type of stuff. So that's so cool of you guys to really put that education out there to let people know, because obviously once a member finds this stuff out, they're going to tell their family and friends about it as well, which bodes well for your credit union, right?
Oh, absolutely. And listen, we know that even before COVID, members weren't coming into the branch facility as much as they were before. So we don't have the opportunity sometimes to sit face to face with them one on one to educate them. And then COVID only made that even more difficult. And so having something out there that they could proactively go to was important to us.
Yeah, because I mean, just speaking from my perspective and maybe just a consumer in general, if I didn't know much about that stuff and it was readily available on my financial institutions or a credit union's, in this case, mobile app, I would be all over that, or even on the website for that matter. So just to kind of educate yourself to kind of, you know, get a lay of the land here, get to know it better so I can perform better financially. So
You know, we've continued to see adoption of it move up, and a lot of it as us trying to educate members, first of all, that it's out there and it's available, and put them in front of them and get them to click on it one time. And it's interesting to see once, and the other thing we love about Credit Sense is we have a great dashboard. We get to see who's using it, who's signing up, who's using it actively, who's not. We can reach out to those folks directly to say, hey, you signed up for this. There's value to use it. Please use it. And so it's a great dashboard for us. So our goal really, and we set a goal for the branch team and my marketing person to, you know, out of our 15,000 members, how many folks do we have signed up, and where do we want to get to? Yeah. And we've got a short term goal right now. We're at about 24-25%. We want to get that number to 35% because it's a great tool.
It'll grow for sure. Yeah. And like you said, you can use that as kind of a springboard to help other people out with lending opportunities and things like that. So yeah, what a great tool to leverage there. Do you have any examples or anything like that that you could share with us of how it's helped members out or just some anecdotes or something?
Sure. This is one that, you know, I feel really, really good about. So we can look back over a 12-month period and we can look at the trends of our members' credit scores that are using the tool.
Yeah.
And so when we look at the dashboard, the top line number is over the last 12 months, 26% of our members using the tool have had material improvement to their credit score, mm-hmm. which is a great number on the surface. But when you really look at it, it also bands it into credit scores, right? So if you're a 750 and above, you know, you could move it a little bit, but those folks are in pretty good shape. So we see a little bit of movement there. But it's the folks in the lower bands that are really getting impacted with higher loan rates, mm-hmm. heck, higher insurance costs. A lot of things are tied to credit. So I'll give you an example. If we look at scores from 600 to 649, 50% of those members saw material improvement in their credit score.
Awesome.
If you go to the next one, 650 to 699, 35% of those folks showed improvement. And if you look at the next range, 54% of those members mm-hmm. showed improvement. So listen, we want to help our members who have good credit too, yeah. but it's those members that have been struggling or were struggling that those are the people that see that instant impact. So the top line number 26%, but we see it even greater in some of the lower bands.
Yeah, those numbers really are, pardon the expression, proof in the pudding that it works. You know, when you put that information in front of people, they're going to use it and they're going to improve their lives because of it. So good stuff. So what did you guys hope to achieve with using CreditSense, this tool? What goals did you guys have in mind? And did you achieve them, or are you in the process of achieving them?
Listen, we're never satisfied, right? So 35% would be the start. I'd love to see half or more than half of our members using the tool. And it's interesting, as our branch people talk to members and they talk to them about CreditSense, they'll say, oh, I have a credit monitoring tool. You know, unfortunately, a lot of us have had issues and we get it free for a period of time and we continue it.
Right.
And we try to explain, to educate them around the difference of a monitoring tool and a tool that's really there for you to actually put your hands on the clicker and click through and do some what if scenarios mm-hmm. and look at ways and educate yourself as to how to improve those credit scores. So the first part for us, if you're not using it, right, if it's not simple and easy to use, for us, we love CreditSense because it's kind of a one-stop place to go. So members get in there, they're on that site, they're using that site on our website, mm-hmm. and so they feel it's secure. So that's the other thing, you're not going to use a tool that you don't feel is secure.
Right.
So we feel a lot of the barriers to people using it mm-hmm. are not there, right? So I think for us, our goal is really to educate more and more people to get out there to use it and to tell the stories, right? To tell the stories about the improvement that members see. I think, you know, the other thing for us too is, I'll give you another real life example.
Sure.
We're able to input into CreditSense loan offers, right? And so you could say, well, that's great, it's a sales tool, but as a credit union, it's beyond a sales tool, right? So one of the things that's happening, I think across the country, but certainly here in Long Island due to COVID, is a lot of people in Long Island lease their cars. They don't drive a lot of miles, so it makes a lot of sense to lease cars. Our members do also. But because they've put few miles on their cars over the last couple of years, and because inventory of used cars and new cars are not out there, it makes a lot of sense for those members to buy out the lease of the car. So we were talking about that, and how do we, first of all, make members aware that maybe a lease buyout is right for you and that we offer that product, and maybe we do some special pricing on it to help our members do that. And so we put that out there, and we called it the lease buyback loan. We put it out there, and so we're able to see the clicks on that, and then we can see the clicks that turn it, because you can actually click, look at the information on the offer, and you can click and do the application through the system also. And the volume that we've seen in lease buyouts has been tremendous mm-hmm. over the last year to date. Over the first 6 months, you can see it in the numbers. And now that we have a special product code, so that tells us that yes, are we selling a member alone? We are, but we feel good about the fact that we educated them that there's an opportunity to do this. It probably makes sense for you. And oh, by the way, we're going to give you a discounted product to allow you to do that.
Even better,
right? So it's another way for us to help members by educating them as to what's available. Mm-hmm. Again, we market in the branches. They're not always coming into the branches. They don't always read our marketing. We wish they would. We do some great stuff. But if you're playing around in the system and you happen to see it pop up and you go, let me educate myself a little bit in this, it's another way to help members. So that's been great to see.
Yeah.
And we'd like to continue to do that.
Yeah. And the fact that you can track this type of stuff and make adjustments and offer things based on the performance of certain campaigns and things like that. Yeah. That's what a feather in your cap to have that, that there as well. So, and that's the beauty of digital stuff. So yeah.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, Joe, as you were talking, I'm thinking about the word, as you were talking, the word value kept coming to my brain. And obviously what credit unions offer in general is of great value, but when you offer something like that, it just takes it again to another level. You know, it's such a value add for your members to educate them on this mysterious number that we all have to abide by in our financial lives these days. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. We talk a lot about how do we, you know, listen, our mission as a credit union is to add value for our members, right? And so we talk a lot about that. But we also talk about, when we're talking to members about products and services that we offer, we don't just talk about the features of those products, right? We talk about the benefits of those products, right? We all buy benefit, right? We all want to save money. We all want to earn more money. We all want safety. We all want security. We all want convenience. And so, you know, we look for products and services to add that will maximize that value. And, you know, CreditSense is one of those things that it's, you know, it's nice to see the metrics that are saying it's adding value for members.
And it's going to continue to do so for you guys as well. So this one's going to keep on going for you. I love success stories like this, Joe, and how you guys are helping members out there. And it just makes everybody better people and better communities and a better economy as well. So, and looking at the big picture. So that said, anything else to wrap up here?
No, the last thing I'd add is we're the next step in kind of the evolution here is that we work with Fiserv, and Fiserv made us aware of a product that they offer. The working title of it is called All Data.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool mobile online financial wellness tool, and it allows you to download not only your Ocean Financial information, but external information to really give you a true picture of where you are financially around goals.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a great financial planning tool. We're in the process of getting it up to speed. But, you know, the great thing for us is CreditSense is going to link right in to that product.
Oh, right on.
Right? And those will be the first people we go to, right, to say, you use this tool. Mm-hmm. How about this tool? It takes it to the next level. Yeah. So for us, it's all about, how do we do that face-to-face, but how do we do that in an automated way? Because our members choose to do things that way now. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that next step.
Yep. Good stuff. Well, we look forward, well, maybe we'll have you back on when that's all.
When that comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. When that's all ready to launch, for sure. Okay. All right, Joe. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thanks again for your time today. Well done on this. Again, I love credit union success stories where you're really helping out the members here, and you guys are a great example of that. So keep up the good work there, all right?
Hey, Michael, thank you for your continued support of credit unions. It's a great community.
I want to give a quick shout out to CUNY Mutual Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. So don't forget to register today.